Show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Stupid management. The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie.
I just called to say...
The word zero wasn't actually recognised as a number until 500 and something AD, so it wasn't even invented.
Yeah. Deep thought of the week.
Yeah, you've done really well, Cindy. You've also followed on from a man that wanted to call stars dots.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Yeah, welcome to Monday night. You're with the Triple M's number one development show.
Yeah,
here.
Smooth start, Tom. Loving it.
No,
mate,
no,
I hope you're on tonight. I really hope you're on, Tom. You're the guy on the buttons.
Mate, just because this started playing. No, it's whoa.
Yeah, that's part of the opener, yeah?
Yeah, it's definitely part of the opener. It's not the next song that I accidentally started playing first.
No, well, I hope you're on because I've had a huge weekend.
Mate,
my girlfriend's 30th, Tom, as you know, over the weekend, and she started what she's calling her birthday month.
Oh.
And can I tell you, started on a Friday night, ended up going to bed at 6 a.m. So you're looking at a party guy over here.
Oh, cool. I'll actually mark that down under who gives a shit.
All right. Well, all I'm saying is you've got a party boy on the team, which means you need to be responsible and on the ball, on the money.
Well, I need some help with my relationship soon. So I'm going to put the call out too because we have questions.
The boyfriend that you've now said the L word to.
Okay.
The American.
Let's not go into that now, but you were definitely strutting that around without my consent on the weekend.
Oh.
Or maybe it was your girlfriend.
Dropping the L-bomb?
No, well...
For you?
Yeah, your girlfriend was like, these guys have said they love each other. It's like, okay, Sarah, thanks so much, mate.
Was there an embargo? You didn't mention it. You didn't say that.
Also, tonight, we're going to invest some more money into our cryptocurrency party because, look, let's be honest, $2,500 isn't too much.
Although, the figure isn't too bad at this stage. We've got $2,800.
Yeah.
From our last check-in with the cryptos.
Yeah.
But we're also going to play a game called Can You Impress Shania Twain? But, Tom... Go nowhere because
there it is again.
Up next, Ollie, it's back again. Ollie's crazy, carefully worded, cryptic musical challenge.
Oh,
it was
no.
a hit last week.
Was it?
A chance to get involved up next.
It's Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Yeah, it's Power and the Passion, Midnight Oil, Triple M's Tom and Ollie, the number one development show, The Cruel Sea coming up, and Thin Lizzy as well of music. Ooh, yeah.
But now, Tom, what is fast becoming everyone's favourite Monday evening activity, it's Ollie's crazy, carefully worded, cryptic musical challenge.
Oh, man. I clicked it.
You've got one.
I clicked it.
Well, click it again. Oh, all right, let me try again.
Yeah,
it's Ollie's crazy, carefully worded, cryptical music challenge.
You sounded more excited the first time.
Well, I was tired by the second time, wasn't I? How it works is it's a cryptic challenge.
Yeah.
You know, I love a crossword, Tom, of the cryptic variety.
Jeez, I hate cryptic crosswords. I always feel dumb.
Yeah, well, that might be the case. But look, what I've done here is I've crafted a clue from my own brain, Tom, that contains cryptically two Triple M bands.
What was last week's?
Last week's was a huge hit, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'll give it to you again, the clue. It was...
Homicide suspects have fast eyes.
Was fast?
Yep.
Found that?
Yep.
Homicide suspects have fast eyes. And so the clue there, again, two bands that Triple M play in that clue.
Yep.
Homicide suspects were, of course, Tom?
The Killers.
That's right. And fast eyes.
R.E.M.
R.E.M., Rapid Eye Movement. So everyone did very well last week. I've got a new clue. And again, it's not a call-up situation.
No.
It's not 133353. It's actually... Go online. Go to Tom and Ollie on Facebook and message us. Or if you want to be a show-off, you can post on the wall.
Don't post on the wall because then it ruins it for everyone.
Yeah, but I'm putting to you that no one's going to go to look for the answer.
Several people after that said, yes, I can see this post and yes, it's ruined it for me.
I'm having a bad night now.
Yeah. It's like putting the crossword answer underneath the crossword upside down. Like you're definitely going to look.
Yeah, well, some do that.
Yeah, and it's ridiculous.
Okay.
Stop doing that,
newspapers.
Okay,
so Tom and Ollie, and just give us a message.
Yeah, Ollie with a Y, that is, on Facebook.
Here's the clue. Posse of teens on the back of Australian coins. Posse of teens on the back of Australian coin.
Back.
I'll say singular there. Posse of teen on the back of an Australian coin, I'll go with.
An Australian coin.
Yeah, I'm going to lock
you're just,
that in.
You're just changing it a lot.
Well, it's cryptic, so it's always flowing. It's fluid.
Is it? Shouldn't it just be one clue?
Well, I'm
posse of teens on the back of an Australian coin.
I'm perfecting it as I go. Yeah. Posse of teens on the back of an Australian coin.
I would have perfected it before the show.
There's two bands that we play in that clue.
Posse of teens, and
if you can work it out,
back of an Australian.
Cryptic clues allude to things.
Got the second one.
Got the second one, do you? Because we discussed it in the meeting. Yeah. Once again, you can recall me giving you the answer.
I haven't got posse of teens yet though.
Posse of teens that refers to a band as well.
Tom and Ollie on Facebook, if you want to guess.
On the back of an Australian coin, go and give us a message. The clue's revealed at 8 p.m, I've decided. It's a 1-hour challenge.
Jump on there. Relationship question up next. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Honeymoon is over, the cruel sea. Triple M's Tom and Ollie.
Oh, wow.
Very soon we'll ask if you've got, you know, a unique skill or an amazing story. You can run it past Shania Twain and see if you can impress her, which will be very fun.
Tom, regretting the format of this.
Why are you regretting?
Because we're just getting a lot of messages and it's almost hard to keep up.
What's this for?
For Ollie's crazy, carefully worded cryptic music challenge. Now I'm just going to repeat it and then we're going to move on. Yeah, Posse of Teens is the clue. Posse of Teens on the back of an Australian coin.
Yeah.
That clue contains two bands. A lot of messages coming through.
You've got until 8 o'clock.
Got until 8 p.m. to rack your brain. A couple of wrong answers though coming through and I'll just clarify those.
Yeah.
No, it's not Youth Group. Good guess though, Youth Group, for that first.
Could be though.
Well, yes, it is. It could be. It really could.
But it's not. Is that what you're saying?
It's not, because I wrote the crossword, so my answer is what's right.
Okay.
That's kind of the nature of crosswords.
Yeah, sure.
It's not
a crossword though, is it? It's a cryptic.
Well, no, and it's not Goanna, which someone said. It's not Nickelback with the coin references.
Could be though.
There. It's not Talking Heads. Well, no, because a cryptic clue, the best answer.
Yeah.
Is the right answer.
Yeah, but it could be the best one.
No, but I've... Yeah. Look, Youth Group is up there. It's probably equal. But a shout out quickly, just very briefly, if I can find him again, to Dylan, who said, I've got no idea what the answer is, but love your show. As you count Dracula's drive home, I love to listen to your show and keep it up. So thanks, Dylan.
Nice. Dylan. Hey, I need some help on 133353 with my relationship, Ollie. It's going smoothly. It's actually going too smoothly. Now, I met Seth start of March. Right?
You did.
So what is that? 4 months?
Yep.
Been going?
Sure.
I want to know, right, if my relationship is unique or am I falling into the trap of everyone else? Like, is it the exact same as everybody else's relationship?
Yeah, right.
Hear me out. We've said the love word, all right? Yeah, and your girlfriend loved to tell everyone on the weekend that we'd said the love word as well.
She loves to spread good news.
Without, you know, nobody asked her whether me and Seth have said love to each other, but she was letting everyone
know. She's like a gospel writer, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Spread the good news. Spread the good Lord's news, Tom, and that's what you and Seth are in love, and I'll tell everyone now. They're in love, guys, and congrats to them.
Thanks, mate. Well, this weekend, just gone. It was kind of the first weekend back after I'd been away in Hawaii without him, blah, blah, blah. The infatuation is real. Like, it's insane.
Oh.
The infatuation between me and Seth is out of this world. I mean, it's
Don't
almost
come on
sickening.
The radio and tell everyone how infatuated you are with your boyfriend.
This is the issue, though, Ollie. Is it like this at the start of every relationship? Like, once you've said the love, and then is everybody else as infatuated with each other like we are? Or is our love special?
What are you, like 19 years old? You're 28, for God's sake.
Yeah, so?
Is your first time in love?
I don't know. Maybe.
I want to know what love is. I wish we had that.
What is that called? Love.
Well, no, don't spend time searching it up. But it sounds like you're younger than you are, because you're 27, almost 28. Are you... I want to know what love is. Shitty cover.
It's Tina Arena.
Well, this is not the original. No, it's not.
Fine, you want Foreigner. The same thing.
You're such a gay. Putting on the Tina Arena version.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, she also just did a cover.
It's pretty much exactly like the original.
Yeah, but we're on Triple M, man.
Oh, yeah, right.
Play Foreigner.
Yeah. Right,
anyway, I think the answer to your question is that... Yes, you are like everyone else.
Really? 133353.
Everyone gets head over heels. Of course, you're in a whirlwind of love. And I'll tell you what, for most people, it dies. It fades away.
Well, 133353, is the infatuation real? Like, was it the same in your relationship? Or am I unique in that sense?
Well, you're the first person to be really in love. You're the only person who's really fallen in love.
But is it like that? Is it that clean cut that literally you say I love you, and then all of a sudden it's just like this all the time? It's just the infatuation.
But the reason you've said I love you is because you're infatuated. So it's not the word didn't create the infatuation.
Yeah, I know that, but it's like, am I unique?
I'll say it again. I don't think so.
It feels unique, though.
Is this love? Is this real?
Is my love unique? 1-3-3-5-3
About how you feel? Because I reckon it'll sound like every other love song out there.
It'd have to be a country music song for Seth, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. Do a country twang.
1-3-3-5-3 is my love unique. You're Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. It's Thin Lizzy. The boys are back in town. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. The boys are here. And if you've got a great story or a good, you know, kind of...
Skill.
Had it written down and everything. then you can impress Shania Twain very soon. 1-3-3-5-3 Is my love unique? Oh, shh. Jed,
God. You can't play Beyonce,
sorry,
man.
Sorry. That's better. Yes? Took a while.
You say that you are pretty infatuated with your boyfriend. Crazy in love. You've even just, you know, given Beyonce the microphone there. You don't seem that different, though, to be honest. If you...
Oh, bullshit. You saw me on the weekend.
Yeah, well, I've got a photo of you with your boyfriend just sitting side by side, not even talking.
No, because you took that photo and we looked at you going, why are you taking a photo of us?
Mate, look at the photo. There's just two guys sitting there, not talking, having an average time.
No, we weren't having an average time. We were looking at you going, why are you taking a photo of us? We're sitting in the corner watching what's happening at the party, having a little chat, and you take a photo. But yes, the infatuation is real this weekend. Couldn't get enough of each other.
Thirsty piggies.
Thirsty piggies. Just loving each other sick.
Yeah, in the trough.
Don't need to do the sound.
Were you in the sty?
We weren't in the sty.
Okay.
My room's a sty.
I bet it is. But it's nice. It's lovely that you found this because I don't think you have been properly in love before this. I mean, girlfriends were obviously, that was a farce when you had girlfriends. And then other boys... Maybe you were reaching that zone, but I haven't seen you declare your love like this on the radio.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
It is.
It's insane. Am I unique to say that this infatuation is real, or am I just like every single other person? 1-3-3-5-3 Give me some help. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, mate. What, have you been in a relationship for a while?
I've been married for 23 years now.
Oh, yeah?
It says here you're 34.
44.
You're 44, okay.
Almost. Yeah, nearly got it.
Okay. Yeah, sweet. And so is the infatuation, am I unique to say that we've got this infatuation, or is it just like that every time?
Well, not all the time, but it is, if you work at it.
Yeah, cool.
Tommy,
after 23 years, me and my wife were just out today walking together, just loving being together.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
And so... Does this just continue, or what's the deal? Because like, it's just unique to me. Like, I feel like my love's unique, and yours isn't as good, John.
John. It's a parabola, isn't it? It's a parabola graph. Parabola graph that it goes up and then it dives down quite steadily. But it's the love's still there, John. But it must fade.
Oh, it's a bit like being on a roller coaster, really.
Oh, cute. Wow. Okay, that's different.
That's cute. The roller coaster ride of love.
Yeah, good. Exactly. We're killing it. Amy, what is your experience? Is love for you like what Tom's saying? Is it just infatuation? Amy?
What's going on here?
Tom, what are you...
I don't know.
You're having an interesting one there on the buttons. Look, we've sacked Belle. You might have heard. Well, Belle left us, our producer.
Amy,
we've got
one
Eli
more time.
Now.
Hey, no, Amy's gone.
Eli's doing the phones, and I think either Eli or Tom is having a real shit one.
Hey, Lee.
How you doing, boys?
Good, mate. Is my love unique, do you think?
Look, each individual love is unique, of course, because nobody loves another person in exactly the same way. But, look, you know, my wife and I have been together now for 28 years, and I am still totally infatuated with her.
That's cute.
The passion's there, Lee?
The passion is there. The love is obviously there. You wouldn't be together after 28 years if it wasn't. But, you know, like, we still do those little things, you know. When we go out to the shops, we still hold hands and, you know, I'll sneak up behind her and give her a, you know, chonk on the neck or something like that, you know, like just to...
But Lee, are you the odd one out in your age group, do you think?
Oh.
Or your friends like that?
A lot of my friends aren't like that, I would have to say. They're probably a little bit more grown up than me. I don't know, but, you know, like, I don't see why I should stop doing those things because, you know, my wife's still hot. So, you know.
Because you're in love. Isn't that right, Lee? Amy on 133353, we got you now. What do you think? Is my love unique?
Well, you actually confuse me a bit with my relationship.
Oh.
So, I'm 25.
Yeah.
My partner's 27.
Yeah.
And we're 2 years in and we've never said the L word. So, I don't know if that means I'm not infatuated or I am. I don't know.
Well, how
we're going strong.
Okay, hang on, Amy.
Let's talk.
Yeah. Do you mind if sticking around? We need to fully nut this out, I reckon.
Oh, God.
Okay. Yeah. Sweet. All right, stick around. Let's help Amy out
and maybe
here.
If you like Amy, this could be a new path to go down right now. If you like Amy, it's been quite a while and you haven't said the love word.
Yeah, 133353. Get involved.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. The only question we have is how the hell is Home and Away still on air? We'd rather listen to these two. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
We're talking love on a Monday evening, Tom.
Oh.
L-O-V-E, because you've mentioned that you and your boyfriend are pretty infatuated. Seth, the Trump-voting American hostel-living man that he is.
He's not in a hostel anymore. He's in a sublet.
Fake news.
Oh, okay. Well done. Good on him. But we actually heard from Amy before. Amy called up and she said she's worried. Having heard you say that you're in love madly after a few months, Amy's concerned that she hasn't said I love you yet. She's been dating a guy for quite a while, more than a year. Up next, we'll hear from Amy, and we'll try and work out whether she's normal in not saying I love you or...
Don't say normal.
Or maybe... Well, I mean, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
I think it could be abnormal.
Stick around. This is a new track as well. It's from Dean Lewis. It's called Be Alright. You're on Triple M with Tom and Ollie. Be Alright, Dean Lewis. New music here on Triple M. And of course, if you want to have a say on the music that we play, head to triplem.com.au. Become a Triple M club member. We're talking love, Ollie. I want to know what love is. And Foreigner put it right. I mean, I want to know what love is. I want to know if my love is unique. I've been talking about how I've been infatuated with my boyfriend over the weekend. We've said the L word, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Apparently, I'm not that unique. Well, but we have had a call from Amy who is now worried after hearing about my infatuation with my boyfriend. Hey, Amy.
Hi, how are you?
Thanks for sticking around, mate. Now, you've heard me talk about how in love with my boyfriend I am, and you've been in a relationship for how long?
2 years.
And you still haven't said I love you?
No.
That's okay. That's cool. That's cool, bro.
What a great counselor you'd be.
Yeah.
That's cool. Amy, do you worry about it?
No, this is kind of the first time I've deeply thought about it.
Okay. Have you discussed with your friends, you know, love and relationships? You have? Okay.
No, I don't know. I just, I feel like I don't need to say it.
Yeah.
I guess my family, where we didn't, you know, every night before bed going back, love you, Mom. Like, I just didn't do that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that I don't love you. Does that make sense?
But I mean, do you think you do love him?
I don't know. Yeah. I honestly don't know.
How many relationships have you been in, Amy?
Probably three.
Three? Okay.
This is my third, yeah.
And have you said the L word in any of those?
No.
No, okay.
And how is this relationship compared to those?
Much better.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good.
No,
that's a good sign.
Yeah. No, this is what I mean, you know, I don't know if it necessarily means that you're infatuated or you're not. I'm really confused.
Do you enjoy seeing him?
Yeah, well, I see him every day. Yeah, actually had to, like, ignore his phone call to stay on hold to you guys.
Wow. Well,
do you think he's calling about this? Could he be listening to Triple M right now?
Possibly. Oh. Nah, who knows?
So you never thought about, you know, why you hadn't said it?
Do
you think they're...
Is that weird?
Well, it's a pretty big milestone. Well, it's an event. People make it an event. And
my last relationship was long distance, and we've been going out for a year, and I kind of wanted to say it, but I was only holding back because of the long distance thing, and there probably wasn't going to be a future with him. Can you see a future with this guy, Amy?
Yeah, I honestly can't imagine my life without him, but I just haven't said it.
I know a couple who were like this as well, Amy, and they're still together, and they're going fine, longer than 2 years. So I think it is, for some people, just a hurdle that takes longer to reach, maybe.
Yeah,
yeah,
but I mean, when you're comparing, you know, it's been 2 years, we haven't said it, but that infatuation, I guess, is still there.
Do you want to say it to him?
No, it would just be so weird now. I feel like I've missed the boat now.
Amy, you're going to do it live on the radio. It's going to be awesome. Let's call him up.
No. Not happening.
No, okay. Has he said it to you? Have you talked about saying it? Has he said it, any of that?
No.
No. All right. Well, I reckon...
Give it a go.
Give us an update. Let us know when it happens.
All right. Thanks for the advice, guys.
I reckon you should do it, though. I reckon it sounds like time.
You want to feel like it's definitely right.
Yeah.
You want to feel... You don't want to go... Hey, I wanted to say something. I love you. You don't want to mum. You know, you want to be like, I want to say this.
Yeah. You want to be committed.
You do. You don't want to half-assed say it.
No, exactly right. Hey, up next.
Oh,
she's so hard to impress, isn't she?
I love this one, Tom. It's a new one.
Actually, hang on. I'm pausing this. Let's ask people now. 1-3-3-5-3. Can you impress Shania Twain? Have you got a story? Have you got a skill that you think would impress her?
Fire off the thing we made.
Oh, hang on.
Do you have that little sound that I got made?
I don't think I'm really ready for that.
Okay. Well, if you can impress Shania, as we said, she's hard to impress. We take anything from stories that are cool, achievements, skills. Last week, impersonations were a hit.
There was a lot of impersonations. 1-3-3-5-3.
No sounds? Great.
Can you? Well, it's
you suck.
No, mate, it'd sound weird now. I promise you. Listen.
Impress Shania Twain.
See, that wasn't worth it.
That's why I would have moved on if I was you.
Yeah. Shut up, mate. Just trust me next time.
You're the panelist, yeah?
Yeah, trust me.
You make the calls.
Yeah, trust me. That's what I'm saying. 1-3-3-5-3. Can you impress Shania Twain? Stories, skills. Get on the phone. This is Bring Me Some Water. Melissa Etheridge, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Yeah, baby. Melissa Etheridge, Bring Me Some Water, Triple M's Tom and Ollie, the number one development show. Let's get straight into this.
Impress Shania Twain.
What do you reckon? It's a short opener.
It's a very short opener.
I think you need a little bit more in there.
It leaves you wanting more, doesn't it?
It does.
A lot more.
Hang on. It's just...
Here we go.
Impress Shania Twain.
All right.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, it just needs something.
Yeah.
It needs something else.
Just a bit more. Anyway, right.
Live notes.
I did get the direction for that sound, so right. It was my fault for not giving enough direction.
Yep.
But Tom, the whole idea of this is that Shania Twain, God bless her, leopard print wearing, absolute songstress. I love her. Yeah. That country music, I can't get enough of it.
Yep.
She's hard to impress.
Yeah.
That don't impress me. That's what it'll be there. So if you can impress her, then 1-3-3-5-3, call us now and see if you can.
Last week we had a really great impression. Take a listen.
It's like a mouse. It's like mice. I'm crawling around in the city.
I mean, brilliant.
I might take this chance right now to use an example of
Who was that, by the way? Christopher Walken.
That was a Walken impression from a guy who had a fake name called Xavier.
Yeah. Hey, by the way.
Call now.
I'm going to wrap up...
Not many calls.
...Ollie's crazy, carefully worded, cryptic musical challenge.
No. That's way too messy. Oh. Give us something that you could impress Shania Twain.
I'm impressed by the guy who guessed the answer to that. That's what I'm impressed by. I was going to say well done to Matt, but I'll reveal it afterwards.
Okay.
Would you ask me?
Well, I want you to try and impress Shania Twain while we wait for calls on 1-3-3-5-3 with some skills or stories.
All right.
It's simple. It's just like an incredible story and try and impress Shania Twain.
Sure. Well, you know how I was getting teased about 2 weeks ago, maybe a month ago now, for deadlifting a smallish amount of weight, 60 kgs?
Yep.
I was deadlifting 60. Mm-hmm. These days, I'm deadlifting a rather handsome, healthy sum of 92.5.
Ooh. Okay.
Do you think that would impress Shania Twain?
Okay, so you've gone from 60 kilos to 92 and a half.
And that was
kilos.
Today, which means I'll be deadlifting probably 97. That don't What happened there?
Well, I think
she just wasn't. It sounded like she wasn't impressed, but just to go that back. That don't impress me much.
What a shame. 1-3-3-5-3 on many levels.
The text really letting us down, and we're also letting ourselves down.
Yeah, well, the calls are letting us down as well.
Everything.
1-3-3-5-3. Oh, what's that? The number one development show. Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, but also, we plan the questions, you bring the answers.
1-3-3-5-3. Just anything. Give us a call. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It smells like Teen Spirit, Nirvana, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Very soon, we want cryptocurrency nerds to give us a call and tell us what we should invest some extra coin in for our end of year cryptocurrency party.
But right now, Tom, playing a really fun one that, look, I personally love. I think you like it too.
Yeah, the opener's a little bit underwhelming, but...
Impress Shania Twain.
It's because the song builds in that moment to such a great moment, like in the real version, and then that does just suck a bit of it out.
Yeah, but it's just like...
Impress Shania Twain.
That normally would go into a real gritty guitar breakdown.
Yeah, that's fine.
But the idea is that Shania is hard to impress. And so if you can impress her with anything, a skill, an achievement, we would love to hear it. We aren't the judges. Shania is the judge.
Can I have a go?
Sure. We'll just say I'm on 3353, a bit slow on the phones. It's holidays, I get that.
Yeah.
But also, haven't mentioned any prizing element to this. And I think some people are thirsty prize piggies.
Yeah.
So there is a prize. If you can impress
her. Is there a prize?
Of course.
Wow.
Of course.
It's massive.
And it jackpots. Because last week, Shania wasn't impressed by anything, even those great Christopher Walken impersonations. Yeah. So, 133353, get involved.
I would like to try and impress Shania Twain before we get to 133353, your calls.
Mm.
Shania Twain, today I did some shopping and I bought all of my produce within my local postcode and I didn't have any plastic bags.
That's not... If she's impressed by that, I will be flabbergasted.
Really?
Yes.
But that's pretty good. I'm shopping local.
Last week we had...
Ollie, I'm shopping local.
That's what normal people do. As opposed to what? Shopping international?
Well, shopping at the big supermarkets, you know? Like I'm putting money back into my community.
That don't impress me much.
Yeah, well spoken, Shania. Yeah, right. Thank God for that. Yeah, let's hear... Right. We've got John. Evening, John. How are you?
Hey guys, how are we?
Yeah, good mate.
Hey, Ollie, it's your old neighbour.
Oh, Johnny, how are you, mate?
Good, how are you,
from
mate?
Back in the day, we used to play footy.
Did you ask John to call?
How'd the Kangas go on the weekend?
This sounds fake.
I did pretty well, mate. A bit better than the Essendon yesterday.
Well, I believe we beat you guys.
Okay, you do this every time. Can we just get to impressing Shania?
Sorry, Tom.
Please, John.
Sorry, John. We'll catch up after.
Sorry, Tom. Sorry, Tom.
So you guys.
You know about tennis, you know, sets and games and all those sorts of things.
Yeah, game set match, I'm across
it. So last year in tennis, I did not win a set in singles.
Yeah.
Turned that around this year in six matches, I've only lost a grand total of 16 games.
Wow.
All right, well, that's it. I'm impressed.
How did you improve so much?
Got a coach, a lot of practice, you know, the usual sort of stuff. But
I'm impressed, but let's see if Shania Twain is impressed.
That don't impress me much. John. Sorry, mate.
Soz, John.
Good try. We'll play in the street like old days and we'll have a hit.
No.
We'll catch up.
Yeah.
Don't fade out my old
I'm
mate
fading
from,
out
from high school, John.
Shannon, you want to impress Shania Twain on 133353?
Yeah, so I'm going for the old deadlift. I was at the gym and the heaviest, we've got a competition at the moment, and the heaviest female on the board was 60 kg and I lifted 100.
I mean, that's way more than Ollie's measly,
not
60.
No, I recently deadlifted 92. I mean, yes, you've done more
than me.
There's
a list here of things I don't give a shit about, and that's on it.
Oh, Shannon's achievement.
No, Shannon's achievement I'm impressed by, but
is... Don't say that about our
I'm
listeners.
Saying it about you, mate. Don't try and
do you still go to the gym? Or have
and
you
I haven't up? Been training for you haven't my been... deadlift. I just hopped in the rack for the first time for a while. That don't impress
me much. Shannon.
Yeah, there you go. Shannon.
If you start to justify and explain too much, I think Shania gets a bit like toey and is like, okay, you're done.
Beck, what do you want to impress Shania Twain with?
Hey, guys. I'd impress Shania Twain the same way I impress my kids around the dinner table to get them to eat their veggies.
Oh, okay.
And that's with a Daffy Duck impersonation.
Oh,
do you think that Shania is similarly brain functioning to your kids, though?
Well, she has kids, maybe.
Okay.
Well, so maybe you'll impress her with your parenting skills. Beck, take away your Donald Duck impression.
All right, here it goes.
All right.
Wow. Well, we've been building for a while here. We've got one more, actually, Beck. So
if you get them to eat their veggies.
If you can't impress Shania, then we might have to squeeze one more in. That don't impress me much. Sorry, Beck.
Oh, good boys.
I was hungry for dinner, after hearing Donald Duck. But,
and I wasn't throwing food around anymore.
Michael, you're our last one. Do you reckon you can impress Shania?
I'll try, boys.
Go for it.
Oh, God.
I'm going to burp smoke on the water.
You're going to burp smoke on the water.
Okay, go for it.
Correct.
Okay.
I nearly threw up.
Nearly threw up, did you?
That...
I mean, Shania would like the dedication, surely.
Shania,
come on, Shania,
is classy, I mean, but she still doesn't mind getting a bit down and dirty, I think.
Come on, Shania.
She's not hoity-toity.
She's thinking. Come on, Shania. I mean, it's burping.
Fingers crossed for Michael.
It's burping smoke in the water, Shania.
That
don't impress. Oh, God,
no!
What the hell?
Come on,
it was burping and everything.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, man, it's the big second hour. The way the show works is there's a first hour, and then there's the big second hour, and then we have a third hour.
Yeah, but that naughty third hour. So every hour's got a bit of a theme to it.
Fair enough.
Kind of bigger, naughty. Tom, before we press on, and good try from everyone who tried to impress Shania Twain. Appreciate your efforts. We'll try again next Monday to impress her. But also on a Monday is a new thing called Ollie's Crazy Carefully Worded Cryptical Music Challenge. And that was released at the start of the show at 7 p.m. I gave the clue, which has two Triple M bands in it. That clue was Posse of Teens on the back of an Australian coin.
Yeah.
Posse of Teens on the back of an Aussie coin. And that was all via online Facebook. And I'm proud to say that the winner is Matt Wass. Good on you, Matt, who messaged in pretty early on. He said, great, what a great way to pass the sets. And I said, what do you mean pass the sets? He goes, man, bicep curls. Monday equals chest and biceps. So he's at the gym on the Triple M app.
What was the answer, of course, from Posse of Teens, first of all?
I didn't even tell you. The answer, the Posse of Teens referred to Gang of Youths. I want someone to try to let me down. Yeah. Of course, they're a posse, it was a bit of a gang.
I can't believe I didn't get that. I love Gang of Youths.
I know, Tom.
We're going to play this song in the next hour as well.
You let yourself down pretty easily there.
Yeah.
On the back of an Australian coin, of course, is Queen.
Oh.
The Queen.
Mate.
So many messages. Thank you so much for getting involved. Again, a random choice there was Matt. But next Monday, get involved.
Oh, brilliant. Up next, have you invested in cryptocurrency? Or are you a bit of a cryptocurrency nerd? 133353, we need you on the phone because we've scrounged together some extra cash for our end of year party that you're invited to, and we need some trading advice.
Yeah.
Or some investing advice.
We really do.
133353, if you know cryptocurrency, you're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Errol, Australian Crawl, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. So much more to come, especially grabbing what the nation thinks about Ninja Warrior. Of course, it's on TV right now, but don't go anywhere. Listen to us, the number one development show on Triple M, Tom and Ollie.
The Ninja Warrior or your own version, Tom, up next.
Ginger Warrior.
Ginger Warrior.
It's going to be awesome.
Searching for Australia's Ginger Warrior. If you are a proud ginger, a bit of a ginger warrior, a fighter, we want to hear from you pretty soon. But Tom, right now, we thought we'd check back in with our cryptocurrency end of year party.
Geez, how fast is this year going?
Is what your annoying mate would say.
So Tom and Ollie are having an end of year party.
It'll be December before you know it.
An end of year crypto party.
Buy and sell cryptocurrencies on Australia's most trusted trading platform, coinspot.com.au.
Triple M.
Yeah, baby. Having a party, Tom, which is pretty pumping. You pretty keen or what?
Oh, mate, I can't get enough. I'm so excited.
Yeah, good. Now, look, here's the issue. Obviously, we have a low budget. This station's got a bit of cash, but the nighttime show doesn't get that cash.
Yeah, nah.
We don't see a whole lot of it. We actually got told today that the prizes are running out, so T-shirts are thin on the ground.
Yeah,
but that doesn't mean we can't have a party. We thought we're going to get around that loophole of low cash by investing it in cryptocurrency, and we've done just that. We've got three coins we've invested in. Dash, Neo and Zilliqa, Zilliqa or something.
Yep.
How are they going, Tom? Last week we checked in and they were actually had improved. We started with 2,500. We'd climbed then last week to 2,800.
Yeah, okay.
Which is good.
I've just looked at it.
Okay. What?
Yeah. Look, we're back. Oh God.
It's so up and down.
Yeah. We're back down to $2,769.
Oh. That's okay. So we lost $30.
Yeah.
We're still in the red.
I'll refresh to make sure.
The black. The red's the bad one.
Yeah, no, I still at that.
Yeah, good. Now, we actually, I organised a party planner last week because I wanted to get things moving. I wanted to really knuckle down the kind of numbers we needed to work with. You know, how many beers per person? How many folks can come along to our party, given the budget of 2,800 at the time?
Mm.
It's still about that. And it wasn't great news from my party planner, Tess. What did she say, Tom?
Just take a listen.
Are you saying that 2,800 isn't enough?
Of course it's not enough, darling. All you can get maybe is a couple of Jack's crackers and maybe some cheddar cheese. We've got...
That's it.
So we are concerned. And so I think what we're left with now, Tom, is...
Let's get some more cash.
Get more cash. A desire for more cash is definitely within me.
I would never say to get more money, you need to gamble more money.
Mm.
I would never be saying that. However, when it comes to cryptocurrencies, to get more cryptocurrency, buy more cryptocurrency.
You've got to buy more crypto.
So I reckon we just need to scrounge for some more cash and invest more.
Just go harder?
Just go harder.
Do
go harder or go homer.
Well, it was CoinSpot who were the guys who came on board to start with.
Yeah.
Do we just press them for more cash?
Probably.
Do we just go knocking? Yeah. Do we go begging?
Well, I can look through the couches here at Triple M and find some spare change. Well, I reckon we could come up with $1,000.
Mate, we want to get people across the nation to this party. I don't want to be using coins that are sticky and covered in chewing gum.
Well, it's CoinSpot.
All right. Here's what I think we need to get some more cash.
Let's get $1,000
and get some more investment going.
I'm happy to find $1,000 for you, Ollie. But 133-53. If we have $1,000, what should we be investing this in?
Yeah.
133-53. Maybe you're a cryptocurrency lover. You've done a bit of trading before. 133-53. Jump on that phone. We need your help. We need your help to fund this end of your party.
Let's get CoinSpot on the phone tomorrow.
Oh, good.
And ask him for the cash straight up.
Yeah.
We're desperate.
Yeah. $1,000. What should we do with it? 133-53. Give us a call. Give it Tom and Ollie on Triple M. James, Lade, Triple M, Tom and Ollie, the number one development show, we have questions. And the question we're asking is, if we invest some money into cryptocurrency, will we have enough for an end of year party?
Geez, how fast is this year going?
Is what your annoying mate would say.
So Tom and Ollie are having an end of year party.
It'll be December before you know it.
An end of year crypto party.
Buy and sell cryptocurrencies on Australia's most trusted trading platform, coinspot.com.au. Triple M.
So we've got $2,765. Yeah, we've lost a little bit more since I just updated you before then, Ollie.
Right, yeah.
We got Dash, Silliqua, Neo, Gas. These are all different coins that you can buy online. They're just like a currency that's online.
I think Tom, we're now in what I've just termed in my own head just then, the gambler's paradox. And it's that thing where you've now put a bit of cash into something.
Yep.
We are gambling in a sense.
No, we're not gambling. We're definitely not gambling.
What is cryptocurrency then?
We're investing.
Investing. What a better word.
I would like to say we're definitely not gambling.
Well, if we are, we're investing.
No, we're not.
We're investing not responsibly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but all I'm saying is we're definitely not gambling and gamble responsibly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
But we're not gambling.
No, we're not gambling.
But if you are to gamble...
You would be doing it responsibly.
Gamble. I gamble is in G-A-M-B-O-L. So gamble about the fields. I go running and...
Don't get it.
Gallivanting.
Don't get it.
It's an old, a ye old English word, gamble.
Cool.
But the issue is the gambler's paradox, or the investor's paradox, you can call it.
That's way better. Yeah, I'd be calling it the investor's paradox.
Are you sweating? You seem like you're...
No, I can just hear ACMA calling.
Aren't they a film review body?
Yeah, they're also the media authority. And they, you know, if you want a copy of the code, write to us.
Look, we have invested in cryptocurrency. The issue is, you now just don't know when to pull out. And I don't want to go into more social faux pas, but I'm not sure when to pull out.
Never pull out.
When it comes to the crypto. Because, yes, we've made $300.
Or, perfect.
Or maybe it's now down to 200 and
266.
260. You know, do you call that a win?
Yeah.
Or do you hang on longer?
No, you hang on longer. You hang on until the end of the year.
But do we need a point where we go, okay, enough hanging on?
No, what we do is we invest more money.
Healthy.
You see a stock go up.
Is that you investing responsibly?
Correct. You see a stock, right?
Yeah.
And you see it go up.
And you jump on it.
You jump on it, you invest more.
That's so...
So we've made 266. Let's make millions.
But stocks that have gone up are less likely to keep going up.
Who says
that's not a law? I'm just saying that's probably true.
Can we get some kind of barehanded investor on the phone or
something? We don't need a no barehand investor. We have got as you can hear, we know what we're talking about.
Oh, we definitely do.
Now, look, we do want some more pro investors because I think you're right, Tom. Yeah. Some more cash is needed.
Yeah. Get in touch via the Facebook page.
We're not going to invest today, so you can get in touch on Facebook or call the show by tomorrow.
Yeah.
Please get in touch by tomorrow because I think then we're going to try and source some money.
I'll get $1,000.
You'll get $1,000?
Yeah, I'll get $1,000. I'll get a cheeky $1,000 for you tomorrow.
Where are you going to find a K?
I'll ask CoinSpot. We've given enough credits. They should be able to put more money in.
That'd be impressive. If you can get a K for us tomorrow and we can invest that.
Mate, totally.
Then I think we can get closer to having the kind of money we can just pull out with.
Because you know what? I asked Shania Twain if the value of $2,768 was impressive. And she said... That don't impress me much. So you know what I mean?
It's a shame.
Yeah. But watch this space
yeah.
as we invest more money.
And help get us in touch. Out. Help
yeah.
us out.
Yeah. Tom and Ollie. Triple M. Oh, it's just so good. Let Me Down Easy, Gang of Youths, ARIA award-winning, of course. Triple M's Tom and Ollie before that, John Mellencamp. Look, it's a snapshot of the nation that needs to be taken now, Ollie, as Ninja Warrior is on TV. Let's turn over to TV, Tommy, to see what the world thinks.
Good evening and welcome to television.
Missed what was on the box?
Touchdown!
Gang on, Ollie.
Catch up with TV Tommy.
That has one of your favourite phrases, isn't it? Touchdown.
Touchdown, Mark Holden. Oh, love a touchdown.
What a good guy.
Back in the day. Yeah, Tom, this is where, I mean, the nighttime show that we're on means that a lot of TV viewing is no deal for us. We can't get to it.
Can't do it.
And I mean no deal.
Are you going to jump on Nine now and watch Ninja Warrior, Ollie?
Mate, I watch it at the gym tomorrow when it's being replayed at midday.
Don't they replay it like 16 times?
Probably. I caught most of it today.
It's a ratings winner, although last night with the premiere of it, didn't do as well as previous.
Oh, I heard that being said, but it's still got almost 1 million viewers. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, but when you're being beaten by News, 7 News was top rated and then 9 News.
Sorry, but the Thailand saga is meaning that News is genuinely a go-to thing.
Yeah, that's
horrible, because that's this saga in Thailand is incredible, and hopefully a good news story is happening.
All right, I've turned over to the Ninja Warrior Facebook page, Ollie. They're all comments from tonight, actually. About Great. Tonight's episode. A lot of people not liking the course. Anthony has said, "Boy, making the course too difficult at the start of the run, with good athletes failing at the second obstacle, you are quickly turning people off. Soon to be not watching any more of this show as it's turning into a farce."
That's incredible support from Jason, getting behind the athletes, having a dig at the course.
Kitty thinks the same thing. Why is there a different course tonight from last night? This is a little unfair for the contestants tonight. Last night was easier, tonight is harder.
She sound like that?
Yeah. David chimed in as well. You failed tonight, Ninja Warrior. It's been half an hour and one person has got to the third obstacle.
Can you say that again, please?
You failed tonight, Ninja Warrior. It's been half an hour and one person has got to the third obstacle.
What's wrong with that guy?
I can't believe it.
What's wrong with him?
Well, it's just
he got something in his throat.
Yeah,
I think so. Far out.
Leanne thinks, I think everyone should take on same course until they qualify. Should be the same course, Leanne.
She's worked it out.
Yeah.
She sat down on her couch and worked out the entire series in her brain.
Nat thinks, talking about your gen should be on. Sit. Kitty thinks, bloody ads! Angry face.
Interesting.
Jamie thinks, it's turned into a crime show! Oh my god, what a lot of crap! Jeez, it's like...
A crime show or a crap show?
Crap show.
Ah, oh, Jamie was hard to understand.
Yeah. I couldn't make sense of it either.
No, yeah. Any more, Tom? Or is
yeah,
that,
Yvonne.
That's probably
you
want
to hear from Yvonne?
Yeah, definitely.
Because Yvonne says, why is Freddy Flintoff on Australian Ninja? We don't need him.
We don't need it.
You're all up to date.
He's
thanks
great.
To TV Tommy.
I love Flintoff. He does a good job. He's very charismatic. Tom, I believe up next, you've got your own version of Australian Ninja Warrior.
Yeah, I've changed the N to a G. I'll tell you about it next. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Two best mates. I'm sick of you.
Oh, yeah?
And 3 hours of questions. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Loving those Mexican vibes in that last little bit.
Oh.
Yeah, no,
you're an idiot.
No, what I want
you're
to,
actually
what,
an idiot.
What I wanted to say, though,
yeah.
more importantly, yeah. is that speaking of Mexican vibes, I'm glad I mentioned that. Up in the next 10 minutes yeah. is one of the greatest songs from a film soundtrack
yeah.
I've ever heard. It's a cover from Kill Bill.
Oh.
And we don't play this track much.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? Urge
it's
Overkill.
Bloody good.
Yeah, that's coming up in the next 10 minutes or so. But what I want to do now, 133353. Of course, with Ninja Warrior on now, the world nation's talking about it, blah, 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 be topical. But I want to find Australia's Ginger Warrior. That's
That's right. Do you reckon you're Australia's ginger warrior?
As you were speaking, you started to look for a sound to play,
didn't you? Looked for a lot of different sounds, and I found my fanfare.
133353, do you reckon you're a ginger warrior? That means that you're redheaded and you think that you're the best redhead in Australia.
I think it's someone who fights for the cause of being a ginger, who's right. proud of being a ginger,
right.
who is a warrior, a representative, a fighter for the cause of ginger.
133353, give us a call. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's bittersweet. Who to gurus? Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Naughty After Nine, not far away. If you make homemade videos, we want to hear from you because we do have questions on this show. You were talking about this song that's coming up next, Ollie.
That's right. Cover, Urge Overkill, originally by Neil Diamond.
You said that it was on...
Neil Young? Neil Diamond? No, it is Neil Diamond.
You said that it was on Kill Bill, film. John has messaged in on Facebook and posted on our wall. Yep. He's done several different things. He says it's not from Kill Bill, Ollie. Of course, it's from Pulp Fiction.
Mm. Well done, John. And that was part of the Ollie's cryptic challenge. You've done well there.
One nothing.
I set it up there as a test. I said the wrong film. And of course, it is Pulp Fiction. Well done, John.
Hey, we're now looking for Australia's ginger warrior.
You know what would be fun?
Yeah.
You've set a challenge here to find Australia's ginger warrior off the back of Australia's ninja warrior.
Clever.
Just watching Tarzan right now climb that mega wall. What do they call it? The giant wall?
The wall?
Just the wall. Okay. Basic.
I'll
give it an adjective. Come on. And go Tarzan. He's done it. But you want to find Australia's ninja warrior.
No, ginger warrior.
Ginger warrior. Mm-hmm. And I think that involves finding a ginger who is proud, who is strong, and I think that someone who fights for the community.
Or someone that just embodies gingerness. You know, if they get burnt, no matter how shady it is.
You okay? Mate, I thought I had a big week. I thought I had a big weekend. You can't be the guy who had a big weekend. I had a huge one.
Oh. Don't be rude.
133353. Are you a ginger? And you reckon you'd be Australia's ginger warrior?
But just to add a bit of fun to it, as the calls flood in 133353,
we've had one.
If we do get a couple of great ninja warrior, ginger warrior suggestions, it'd be great to get some photos sent in, like of yourself looking like a big ginger, and we'll do a bit of a who's Australia's ginger warrior? Like a visual thing.
Oh, you want to like make it bigger than what it is?
Mate, any idea you have? I want to champion it.
That's good. Make it sticky.
I want to make it sticky. I want to make it unique.
Yeah.
I want to make it interesting. Yeah, I want to make your ideas good. That's what I want to do.
Well, I just wanted to do something topical off the back of Ninja Warrior being the third most rated TV show on channel.
Oh, yeah? Well, great work. I'm glad to see you're really aiming high.
133353, are you Australia's ginger warrior?
Yeah, we've got Caleb.
Hey, Caleb.
Yeah, I'm Ginger. I'm the next Ginger Warrior.
You're the next Ginger Warrior.
I am the Ginger Warrior.
What do you mean the next Ginger Warrior? Is there already one?
Nah, just the original. I am the Ginger Warrior.
You are the inaugural.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, first of all, everyone calls me Big Red, Red, Force, anything with ginger or ranger. It's like, you know how you said people like want to like wreck people by saying, oh, you're ranger. If you call me ranger, it's just like, oh, it's the truth.
I'm ranger. It's a compliment.
Yeah, I love it. Orange hair is better. Everyone loves it. It's natural and everyone just loves it.
It's like, natural.
It's just natural. It's
there's no concerns about hair being dyed because you wouldn't have dyed your hair orange, would you?
I've never. I've actually dyed it once.
Why would you?
Other than that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So Caleb, though, I'm glad to hear you're proud. Would you be willing to engage in what I've suggested here in finding a visual representation of Australia's ginger warrior and send a photo in of you looking really great?
Yeah, I can do that right now.
Have you got a real like visual, like a warrior look about you, like a beard or
what do you look like?
I got the beard. I got the nice goatee. I got the moustache connecting to the goatee.
Nice. Is it ginger's moustache and goatee?
It's a little bit of brown, but it's still mainly ginger. You can easily tell, obviously.
All right, jump onto Tom and Ollie on Facebook. That's Ollie with a Y, and send us a photo. Yep. We'll chuck it up online. If you reckon you can beat Caleb, though, in being the next ginger warrior, then give us a call, 133353. Here's that song you wanted, Ollie.
Oh, sweet.
You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Give us a call. Girl, you'll be a woman soon. Urge Overkill, Triple M's Tom and Ollie, of course, made famous. Oh. It's on the movie Pulp Fiction.
And in Paris, you can buy a beer in McDonald's. And you know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in Paris?
They don't call it a quarter pounder with cheese?
Oh, man, they got the metric system. They wouldn't know what the quarter pounder is.
Yeah, what do they call it?
They call it Royale with cheese.
Brilliant, we got there.
Royale with cheese. Thanks, John Travolta.
Such a good film.
Hey, I've been loving John Travolta in O.J. Simpson versus the People. Have you seen any of that, Tom, on Netflix?
No, I haven't. It's
John
good.
Travolta is the highlight because he plays this dodgy-ass lawyer with this great makeup and stuff.
Yeah.
Alongside Ross from Friends, who I never watched it. But
David Schwimmer. The swim dog, the freestyler.
He plays Rob Kardashian.
No way.
Yeah, it's a funny old cast, and it's quite a captivating opening episode as well.
Well, check that out, and also check out Nanette by Hannah Gadsby on Netflix. All right, mate. Hey, we're trying to find Australia's ginger warrior. I see red.
You sound like George Colombaros on MasterChef.
What?
Guys, you've got about 2 minutes. Come on.
I thought you were going to say I'm not enthused about his own product.
Oh, underpaying his... Now, let's not get into defamation. Tom, Australia's ginger warrior, it's the latest hunt. Who needs sexy, ripped people doing gymnastics when you can just get gingers who are proud of their heritage and their recessive genes?
You want to be named the Ginge King? 133353, get involved. Hey, George. Thanks so much for playing the radio to us in the background. We'll just wait for you, George, to turn off the radio, and then we can speak to you. Hello, George.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Yeah, good, buddy. Thanks for replaying the delay back to us. Are you Australia's ginger warrior?
Mate, if I'm not Australia's ginger warrior, mate, I don't know what is, mate. I'll tell you what, I'm the biggest, muscliest bloke you'd ever bloody see, mate.
Okay.
And I've got red and curly hair to prove it, buddy.
Okay, so you're going with the body physique of a warrior, and you've got red hair. That's why you're the ginger warrior?
And I've got curly hair to go with it.
Yeah, nice.
Well, I'm just seeing, we had Caleb before sending in some photos of his ginger warrior persona, and he is very ginger. The beard is there. I wouldn't say he's a huge muscle man, though, George. Do you find that the muscles and the red hair go well together?
I don't think it's more the muscles than the curls, if anything, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Do you represent the ginger community well?
Oh, you know, I get a few head turns, mate. I'll tell you what, I do look a bit out there, but, mate, I think it's hair.
How long's the hair?
It's only short. It's only short, Kelly. It's not long, but... Yeah. You know, it just looks more like a gollywog, if anything. You know, a gollywog.
Yeah. They're not really...
Yeah, they're not really PC these days, though. You know.
Or ginger.
Yeah, I wouldn't... You know, let's not talk about gollywogs, mate. Come on. What are we from? The Dark Ages? Right. You're in the running for Australia's ginger warrior!
Thank God for that sound effect. Lane, like from...
Hey, young bud.
Like Lana and Woodley. Yeah.
Hey, young bud.
Yeah, great, Lane. How are you?
Could have said like the street.
Yeah, I'm tops, mate. Sitting here on night shift, just talking to you boys.
Okay. Nice.
What's your job?
Well, what do? I work for a company that cleans pipes, mate.
Oh, yeah? And do you reckon you're Australia's ginger warrior?
I bloody oath reckon I am.
Oh, why?
Bloody oath reckon he does.
Why? They call me Big Red. They call me this. They call me that. Got orange shit. Got red shit.
They call me Stacey. Yeah, okay, so do you get muscly like our last man, George, or are you more of a skinny guy?
I wouldn't call me exactly skinny, bro. I'm about 100 kilos, 6'2".
You find
good beard on me.
Oh, yeah. You find the girls like it? Or boys?
I've never had an issue with the ladies, Dave.
Okay. Never had an issue, neither.
That's not true. You've had plenty of issues with the ladies, Ollie.
Whatever, it's not about me, it's about Lane.
Yeah, true.
So, Lane, are you a warrior? Are you proud of the ginge, you know, heritage?
Bloody oath I am, mate. Bloody oath I am. Irish heritage and all.
Okay. Cool. Can you send a photo of yourself into Tom and Ollie on Facebook? That's Ollie with a Y.
I sure can, but I just want to give a quick shout out to Joel and Tyler.
Good on you, Joel and Tyler. And you're in the running for Australia's ginge warrior.
Yeah, send it through to Tom and Ollie. It's Tom with just a T-O-M as well, just to be clear.
Oh, okay, mate. How do we get an answer to this?
Well, we need more than two contestants.
We got three.
We didn't get a photo of George.
Disqualifying George because of his gollywog.
We didn't get a photo because he did say the gollywog thing. It got awkward.
Which is ridiculous.
Maybe if we can get one or two more competitors. If I can get four competitors, we'll award an Australian ginger warrior.
Okay. Message us Tom and Ollie on Facebook.
And call.
Oh, yeah. 133353. Yeah, sick. Another one bites the dust. Queen, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Not far away is Naughty After Nine, and we're talking about homemade videos. Ooh, not the ones you'd make as a kid. Definitely not them. Hey, just was listening to Ninja Warrior on the TV. Of course, we're looking for Australia's Ginger Warrior. And on Ninja Warrior, they said, the Barefoot Ninja's coming up soon, but he's got shoes on tonight.
We've got two competitors so far in the Australian Ginger Warrior contest.
Do we?
Contest.
Yeah.
We're hosting right now. Yep. I don't know if most contests have this happen, but I think it's just going to be cancelled.
I told you this from the start.
Yeah, so it's cancelled.
It's cancelled?
Yeah.
What a shame. We built that up so much and put so much effort into it.
Oh, I know. And when you start saying things like, oh, we're doing this thing, that's when you know that you're not invested and you've got no confidence in your own.
Excuse me, I'm always invested in my product.
Are you?
100%.
Great.
Listen to the sound of my voice. Yeah.
Well, I've cancelled it, so let's move on. You were saying you had a great story to tell about coming to work today.
Don't be like that.
Well, you've got a fun story about you and your new Subaru WXYZ. What is it?
No, it's an XV. It's a Subaru XV, Ollie. And it's happened.
What?
It's happened.
Broken down.
The inevitable has happened.
Someone said, No, I won't say that.
I was driving and I was parking in the talent cast park that says, do not park here unless you're on-air talent, which is me. But usually it's, you know, reserved for like Mick Malloy.
Lower T talent. No, yeah. No capital T for you.
Jane Kennedy and those types. And look, they're away at the moment. So yes, I'm parking in the talent car park. What I didn't know is there's a little bit of a pylon that sticks out in the talent car park and there was something coming towards me. So I've gone into the talent car park and I've scratched the car.
You've dinged your car.
I've dinged the car.
Within a month of buying it. That's why you don't buy a brand new car, mate. Because that's what happens.
You know what? I'm cool.
You know what? No, it's
I'm cool with it.
You're cool?
I'm cool with it.
All that's happened is...
Listen to my voice. I'm cool with it.
Yeah, no stress here. You just lost about $8,000, that's all.
No, really?
Of course. It's not new anymore.
I'm cool with it. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.